This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Pena will be in the home whites, trimmed out in the orange, a very slick, classic-looking uniform for the Pena Panthers. Panthers in orange lettering across the front of the home whites. For Litchfield Road, purples trimmed out in the white. They've got Litchfield in dark lettering across the front of the road purples. It'll be Peebles to jump for Pena. Hires into the center circle for the Litchfield Purple Panthers, and we are underway at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. The tap controlled by Pena, and they will get it to start. Litchfield out in their 2-3 zone piece here. It's a pressure trapping zone. Peebles left alone for three, right wing missed it. Rebound tapped around off of Schoonover out of bounds. It'll belong to Litchfield. Pena won the regular season matchup back on December 17th, 68-49. Civic Memorial, the 11th seed, already beat number 3 Triad. That's how the tournament started today. That was an overtime win for the Eagles. Litchfield looking for a similar style upset here, but it would be a bigger one based on who the opponent is. Here's McGill. Leaves it in the corner for Hires. Bryce Hires, dribble drive, blocked in there by Hackler, pulled down underneath by Max Lynch. Here comes Payne into the front court with Peebles. Leaves it off for Schoonover, right baseline. Trapped there and throws it off the leg of Hires out of bounds. Heads up play from Brendan Schoonover there. Your officials for this game, Rob Sitton, Troy Smith, Jim Broadway. Good officiating crew. Thanks to all the officials who are here this week at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational and the countless number of volunteers it takes to put this event on. It would make Rick McGraw oh so proud. 7 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Lynch, high post to Hackler. He is double-teamed, and they're almost triple-teamed, but he gets the basketball away to Schmitz. Collin drives baseline, around and out, no good. Rebound fought for, pulled down by Dobrynek in traffic. Good, strong rebound for Tate Dobrynek. We've played a minute and 20 seconds. No score, Litchfield and Pena. Good energy in the gymnasium early for this late afternoon tip. Here's Dobrynek, volleyball spike line, leaves it for Victor. McGill on the right wing, being checked out there by Peebles. Pena just kind of sagging their man-to-man right now, keeping it in the paint as Powell finds Hires on the curl. Pass a little bit behind Bryce. He corrals it. Now leaves it for Victor in the left corner. McGill, hesitation, has his pocket picked by Drew Hackler. Here comes Peebles up and down for the easy deuce. The first bucket of the game in transition to the Pena Panther. That was a nice set of handwork that time by Drew Hackler to pick Victor on the crossover. McGill doesn't have that happen to him too often. Tries to split the double there, lost the handle, but he was fouled. So a foul coming on Pena. Baseline out of bounds for Litchfield. It'll be Dobrynek to trigger it in. The foul goes on Max Lynch, his first. Dobrynek gets it in, top of the key to McGill. He's met out there by Schoonover. Brendan Schoonover right in the chest of Victor McGill. Here's A.J. Odell. Foul line picked up the bounce. Leaves it back now for Tate Dobrynek. Back into the hands of McGill. Victor, right wing, leaves it for Hires. Bryce Hires. Quick first bounce. Attacks off the window. It's good for Bryce Hires. That was a quick first bounce. Got past Hackler. And we are tied at 2. And the scorekeeper is confused. They put the 2 points for Litchfield on the home side, but they're the visitors today. And that's going to be over and back as Pena had some trouble with the pressure right there. They were across the timeline, but then the ball wasn't handled cleanly, and it bounced on the midcourt stripe. The first turnover for Pena. Gives it back to Litchfield, tied at 2, 5:20 for the opening quarter. Here's Powell, leaves it for Dobrynek. McGill on the right wing, finds Dobrynek on the curl. Tate reverse, layup is good for Tate Dobrynek. And Litchfield has the lead, 4-2. Set up their ball press, Powell on the point of it. All sorts of ball handlers for Pena. They break it easily. Schoonover into the front court, off to Max Lynch. Top of the key to Hackler. Skips into the corner. Schoonover open for 3, too strong. Rebound gets past all the Litchfield players, right to Peebles, rejected by Powell. Picked up in the corner by Colin Schmitz. He's trapped. Gets it off to Lynch. Nice pass across the lane to Schoonover, and we're going to get a foul or a jump ball, a foul on Keenan Powell. That's his first, team's first. And it will send Colin Schmitz, the 5'11 senior, to the free throw line. Well, Keenan Powell, only 5'9", but he's got the leaping ability. Free throw for Schoonover, too strong, off the heel. Substitutions for Litchfield into the ballgame. Clayton Bishop, a 5'11 junior, and Carson Sadahoff, a 6'1 sophomore. Debrinick and Odell will get breathers. Coach Gern is full of energy over on that Litchfield sideline, and his team, they play just like their coach. Free throw, no good. Missed them both. Did Schoonover, left that one short, and now this pass is stolen by Schoonover on the outlet, but then he lost it out of bounds. They'll go back to Litchfield. Purple Panthers fortunate there. Quinpena, a little uncharacteristic with the start here for the Pena Panthers. Here's McGill in the backcourt across the timeline. He motions Powell out, wants some space to operate. Gets to the free throw line, probing. Lost the handle again, picked up off the floor by Lynch. Outlet to Schoonover, layup good. Finger roll for Brendan Schoonover, and we are tied at 4, 4:20 for the opening quarter. There's a couple early turnovers on McGill, trying to work off the bounce. Here's Victor, leaves it back for Sadahoff, right side of the key. Carson puts it on the deck, attacking and scoring. Carson Sadahoff, a nice strong take. 6-4 Litchfield, halfway through the opening quarter. Pass in the front court to Hackler against the press. Spinning, kicking, corner, three ball, no good. Offensive rebound, Hackler put back, good. Here's McGill quickly into the front court to Powell. Keenan had trouble with the handle. Back to McGill. He'll trigger for three. Left it short, and the rebound down to Max Lynch for Pena. Here comes Lynch into the front court. Bounce pass right wing to Schoonover. Finds Peebles. He put it on the deck, stripped, and we're going to get, what, a jump ball? Yes. Arrow will keep it. Nope, Arrow will send it with Litchfield. That'll be the second turnover on Pena, where three Purple Panthers were on the deck going after that basketball. 6-6 our score, 3.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Into the front court comes Clayton Bishop. Leaves it for Victor McGill on the right wing. Schoonover with the defense. Victor will rise, right elbow soft and down for Victor McGill. Vic's first bucket, 8-6, Litchfield with the lead. Again, Pena handling the ball press here as Schoonover across the timeline, left corner. Trapped there, dangerous pass, threw it right to Keenan Powell. Keenan, one on two, finger roll too strong off the window, and the rebound down to Max Lynch. That was a good contest by Pena. They didn't concede anything. Peebles on the attack, yes. He split right through everybody and laid it up and in, going to his left and shooting back to the right. Tied at 8. Here's McGill. Leaves it up top for Sadahoff. Into the hands of Bryce Hyers. Hyers into the hands of Bishop, and through the hands of Bishop, turned over. Third, Litchfield turnover. Lynch, bounce pass, Peebles off the window. It's good for Devin Peebles. Pena is so dangerous in transition. They lead 10-8. 2.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Victor McGill gets a ball screen from Hyers, works opposite of that. Going to pull up off the baseline, missed it. And the rebound down to Drew Hackler for Pena. Boy, Brendan Schoonover, he is going to be a busy man on the defensive end here tonight. Lynch probing his way through, but he missed the layup as he went coast to coast but didn't finish. And the rebound picked up off the floor by Clayton Bishop. Here comes Bishop, racing, front court, layup good for Clayton Bishop. 5 different Purple Panthers have scored. We are tied at 10 inside of 2 minutes. Schoonover spinning and drawing the foul. It's a blocking foul on Bryce Hyers. Be the first on Hyers. They will call that on the floor. Baseline out of bounds for Pena. 4 new Purple Panthers coming in. Gavin Timpson, a 6-foot junior, onto the floor for the first time. Tate Debrinick returns. Nate Fetter on the floor for the first time, a 5'9 junior. And A.J. Odell is back on the floor. McGill, the only Panther to stay. 3 ball is short by Schoonover out of the right corner, but it's last touched by Litchfield. And it'll be Pena basketball with a minute 53 for the opening 8 minutes. Tied at 10. Here's Schmitz. Gets it off to Peebles, Devin Peebles. Right back to Colin Schmitz. He'll trigger the 3 ball off the heel too strong. Rebound is tipped around by Hackler, and he controls it back to Peebles. On the baseline with Schoonover now. Into the hands of Peebles. Right side of the key, Devin. Leaves it for Schoonover. Drives baseline to the rim. Count it, and the foul. Brendan Schoonover. Well, that was a nifty little move. He almost ducked under the Litchfield defender there. Gets it to go, and he'll have a free throw coming. Third team foul on Litchfield. They'll get Timpson with his first personal. Schoonover missed that free throw. He's 0-for-3 at the foul line. 12-10, Pena. 85 seconds, first quarter. McGill racing into the front court. Crosses over on Schoonover, gets to the left block. Tough shot, fade away, left it short. And the rebound down to Hackler. He had it stripped by McGill, but gets it away to Schoonover as he's falling out of bounds. That leaves Peebles for three. Missed it, goes over the top of the backboard, out of bounds. And it'll be Litchfield basketball. Clayton Bishop going to check in. And he will replace Victor McGill, who will get an early break. Of course, the conditioning for Litchfield, bit of a concern coming off of that long COVID layoff. This is just their second game this calendar year. They played on Tuesday. Before that, they hadn't played since the Carlinville Holiday Tournament Championship on December 30th. Here's Timpson. Dribble handoff to Bishop. Clayton Bishop met out there by Schoonover. Had it poked away. Gets it back into the hands of Dobrynek. He bounced it once, went nowhere as Bishop comes and gets the basketball. Clayton turns the corner to the rim. Left-hand layup is good for Bishop with the English. He has four, and we are tied at 12. 40 seconds for the quarter. Here's Max Lynch all the way to the rim. No one stopped the ball, and Max just kept on going. Then Schmitz nearly came up with a steal off the inbounds. Half a minute, first quarter. 14-12, Pena with the lead. Litchfield has the ball. Here's A.J. Odell into the hands of Timpson. Through the hands of Bishop, he saves it, but right to Pena and Hackler. Long outlet to Schoonover, up and down for the easy deuce. 6 points for Brendan Schoonover. A four-point Pena lead, that's the biggest lead of the night. 5 seconds for the quarter. Here's Bishop, leaves it for Timpson with three, and he traveled. Fifth turnover on the Purple Panthers. 3.5 seconds for the opening quarter. Evan Hudlin going to check in, a 6'2 senior for Pena, replacing Hackler. So time for Pena here. It'll be a sideline trigger in the backcourt. Schoonover just gets it in. Two Peebles with two. Three quarters court blocked by Fetter, and that's the quarter. After 8 minutes here at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational, it is Pena 16, Litchfield 12. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this action here. Day one, game two. As we go second quarter, Pena the 2 seed, leading Litchfield the 10 seed, 16-12. The 11th seed at Civic Memorial Eagles beat 3rd seed at Triad in the tournament's opening game, 55-50 in overtime. Third time was a charm for CM over Triad today. Panthers get the ball to start the quarter. Peebles has it jarred loose and ripped away by Keenan Powell. Powell, then he lost the ball off his own foot but was able to corral it. And now Litchfield will slow it up and set up the half court. Powell. Picked up the bounce, leaves it for Sadahoff. He drives baseline off the window, rattled out, gets it back, rattles it down for Carson Sadahoff. 4 for Carson. The lead is 2 for Pena. Here's Schoonover into the front court. Leaves it off for Lynch. Max rises, right elbow, missed it. The rebound picked up by Hudlin. Kicks it out to Schoonover, open for 3. Missed it. Peebles on the putback, just tipped it right in. 8 for Devin Peebles. And then on the inbound, McGill going to be called for traveling. 6th turnover on Litchfield. Substitutions for Pena. Ace Armstrong coming in for the first time, 5'11 junior. Andrew Hackler will return to the floor as Lynch and Peebles will head out. 18-14, Pena with the lead and the basketball on the baseline. And it goes to Schoonover on the left wing. He dumps it off to Ace Armstrong. Right back to Schoonover in the left corner. High post feed to Hackler. He pivots around now to Armstrong, off to Schmitz. On the right wing it goes with Hudlin. Back top of the key. Schmitz, little touch pass to Hackler at the high post. Dangerous pass stolen. Didn't have enough steam on that pass. Now a reach in foul on Pena. Coming down the floor, they'll get Drew Hackler, his first, team's second. Litchfield in that 2-3 zone. When you don't see the zone on a regular basis, it can be a tough thing to adjust to. Of course, Pena's already seen it once in the regular season game. A 4-point Pena lead. Litchfield has the basketball. 6:40 for the first half. Here's McGill probing, kicking. Odell for 3. Yes, A.J. Odell, the high archer, brought some rain here at Simmons. It's a 1-point Pena lead. Here comes the press. Again, the Panthers of Pena handling that full court pressure into the front court. Top of the key to Hackler, off to Schmitz. Oh, a blow-by layup is good. Well, he left Purple Panther defenders in his wake there. 20-17 Pena. 6:10 for for the first half. Here's Victor McGill out front, now on the right wing for Litchfield. Gets a screen from Sadohoff, and a dangerous pass stolen by Hackler. He gets it off to Schmitz. Collins' layup is good. Four for Colin Schmitz, and this is going to be an and-one opportunity for Colin as he played through the contact. Oh, they're going to get the foul on Pena. The basket will count, but they're going to get a push in the back as Pena was jockeying for a rebound position. They will get Schoonover with the personal, but the bucket for Schmitz is good. So it's 22-17 Pena. Inside of 6 minutes for the first half. Here's Keenan Powell, top of the key to Dobrynek on the right wing with McGill. Here's Odell, top of the key. Right back to Victor it goes. Checked out there by Peebles, gets a screen off to Dobrynek. Tate drives hard, fades away, wild shot, missed it, and the rebound is last touched by Litchfield. It'll be Pena basketball with 5:38 to play first half. This is game two of three today here at Litchfield. Father McGivney and Mattoon next. The Hillsboro-Ramsey game slated for later on tonight. That has been rescheduled for Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Full court press for Litchfield as Schmitz across the floor to Schoonover. Brendan brings it into the front court. Skip pass back to Schmitz. He leaves it off for Max Lynch. Right back to Schmitz it goes. Here's Lynch, right wing. Quick pass down to Hackler, right block. He almost traveled with it. He's going to rise up off the window and down for Drew Hackler. He passed it out to Lynch, and Max gave it right back to Hackler, and he attacked. 24-17, Pena with the lead, 5:05 for the first half. Here's McGill being hounded by Peebles, and they're going to get a five-second count on Victor McGill. I tell you what, I have seen that called more this year than the last 5 years combined. Must have been the old point of emphasis. The closely guarded five-second count, not making a move towards the basket. It's a very judgmental call. Now Peebles called for traveling. He shuffled his feet before he put the ball on the deck. He was a little bit too much of a hurry right there. 4:59 for the first half. A 24-17 Pena lead. Purple Panthers have the basketball. They're the visitors on their home floor here today, wearing the road purples. And they're the guests on the scoreboard. The first bucket Litchfield scored today, they tried to put on the home side. Victor gets all the way to the rim. Left-hand layup is good for McGill. He has four. The lead for Pena is five. Here's Max Lynch. Dribbles right into Coffin Corner. Picks up his dribble, but gets it to the middle of the floor to Schmitz. Into the hands of Devin Peebles now. Back to Schmitz. In the corner to Schoonover. Thought about the three. Gets it off to Lynch. Down on the block to Hackler. Ball is stripped away. Hackler is going to be the last to touch. It's out of bounds. He was surrounded on the catch. The ball was knocked loose, and then Hackler, with a headlong dive trying to corral it, knocked it out of bounds. So with 4:26 to play in the first half, we have a timeout on the floor. Pena leading Litchfield 24-19. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. The Purple Panthers hanging around here in the first half against second-seeded Pena. A five-point Pena lead, 24-19. Litchfield with the basketball, 4:20 to play, first half. Here's Tate Dobrynek, right side of the key. Dribble handoff to Gavin Timpson. Timpson wearing the long purple sleeves under the jersey today. Dobrynek, bounce pass out, volleyball spike line to McGill, checked by Peebles. Victor probing. Crossing over, rising and hitting. Oh, my goodness, for Victor McGill. Sensational. He has six. The lead is three for Pena. Boy, Peebles was right there with the defense at 6'4". Pena comes across the timeline with the pass to Hackler. Here's a three for Schmitz. Rattles it down. Colin Schmitz has seven. That's the first three Pena has made here in the half. 27-21. Pena leads. Litchfield has the ball. 3:35 for the half. Here's Timpson. Leaves it off for McGill, right wing. Dribble handoff to Clayton Bishop, back to Timpson. Gavin Timpson on the baseline. Tough running shot there. Bad angle. Missed it. That leads to a runout. Colin Schmitz up and down for the easy deuce. 9 points for Schmitz off the nice lead pass that time for Max Lynch. The lead has grown to eight quickly for Pena. A little 5-0 spurt here, 3:10 for the first half. Here's McGill working on Peebles. Victor kicks it in the corner to Timpson. Gavin Timpson drives baseline, tries to feed it down to Brinnick through Tate's hands, turned over. Then Powell almost got another turnover, rejected as Powell blocks Schmitz's layup attempt from the right side. Here comes Litchfield. McGill steps into a three. Yes, Victor McGill buries it, and he's fired up. 9 for McGill. That's a 5-point swing right there. A layup blocked on one end, a three ball buried on the other. 29-24. Pena leads with the ball, 2:35 for the first half. Here's Brendan Schoonover between the legs out at the volleyball spike line. Leads it for Lynch. That pass is tipped, stolen. Good active hand in that zone piece for Litchfield. I think that was Tate DeBrinnick who got a hand on that basketball. Here's McGill into the front court. Hands off to Bishop. Clayton Bishop goes behind his back at the free throw line. Lost it. Gets it back. He's in trouble, and he traveled. Yep. 10th turnover for Litchfield. 2:12 for the half. Nate Fetter returns, and Carson Sadahoff returns for Litchfield. Powell and DeBrinnick out. Litchfield playing with great energy here in this first half. Just their second game this calendar year after a long COVID pause. Here's Brendan Schoonover into the left corner, cut off there. Gets it out, volleyball spike line extended to Colin Schmitz. Right wing now with Hackler, right back to Colin. Schmitz will trigger another three, got it again. Colin Schmitz, his second triple. He has a dozen points. And it's 32-24, the lead back to 8. That's as big as it's been tonight. Here's McGill probing, and he draws the foul. Well, he's so good with that basketball in his hands. A controlled handle. We'll get the foul on Schoonover. That is his second. That will force Brendan out of the ball game, and it will bring Ace Armstrong back on the floor. Baseline out of bounds for Litchfield. Then it goes to Timpson. Gavin had it stripped on the way up, and it's going to stay with Litchfield. That almost went off the leg of Gavin Timpson. And Nick Gurnt wants a timeout. 101 seconds for the first half of play. Pena 32, Litchfield 24. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. Back inside Simmons Gymnasium at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Purple Panthers with the ball. Sadhoff triggers a long two, missed it out of the right corner. And the rebound down to Pena and Max Lynch. Max brings it into the front court, leaves it back for Colin Schmitz. They swing it now to Peebles on the left wing. 85 seconds for the half. Here's Schmitz. He passes on the three. He's at 2 in the quarter. High post feed to Hackler. He attacks, draws a crowd, kicks out to Max Lynch for 3, missed it. Offensive rebound, no good for Hackler. They're going to get Drew coming over the back. Boy, he did a great job getting that initial offensive rebound, and then he just kind of short-armed the follow. You won't get more point-blank at the front of the rim than that look. Timpson out, DeBrinnick back for Litchfield. An 8-point Pena lead. That's been their biggest lead of the ball game. CM beat Triad in the tournament opener in overtime, 55-50. That's the 11 seed beating the 3 seed. Litchfield's the 10 seed. Payne is the 2 seed here in this contest. On the attack, Sadhoff too strong off the window, gets it back and draws the foul. Carson Sadhoff will be at the free throw line, the 6'1 sophomore. No seniors on this Litchfield roster. The future is bright, to say the least, for the Purple Panthers. They start 4 sophomores. The Pena foul on Ace Armstrong, his first. The free throw for Carson is too strong. So Pena is 0-3 at the foul line. Litchfield just missed their first attempt. Hackler and Schoonover return for Pena as Hudland and Armstrong out. Carson Sadahoff, 4 points for the day, looking for number 5. 58.9 seconds for the half, and he gets 1 out of 2. And Sadahoff will sit. Timpson back on the floor. 32-25. Pena with the lead and the basketball. Final minute, first half. Fetter on the point of the ball press here to Peebles. Still in the backcourt. Devin Peebles picks up his dribble and gets it across the timeline with the pass to Schmitz. Right back to Peebles. 45 seconds for the half. Here's Hackler right wing. Schmitz. Peebles left wing in the corner to Schoonover. Brendan back to Devin Peebles in the wing. Schmitz, he wants the three. Yes, his third of the quarter. 15 all in the second quarter for Colin Schmitz, and a timeout taken. 32.2 seconds for the first half. 35-25, Pena has their biggest lead of the night. Back to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational after this one message.
It's been the Colin Schmidt show here in the second quarter. He has 15 points in this quarter. The rest of Pena has four.
Devin Peebles has a bucket. Drew Hackler has a bucket in the quarter. Everything else courtesy of Mr. Schmitz. Backdoor lob. McGill down to Powell. Makes the catch on the right block. Then good recovery by Colin Schmitz. Here's McGill. That's a tough shot. And he buried it. Wow. Hands in his face from 18 feet away fading. And he drilled it. 13 seconds for the half. The lead is 8 for Pena. Here comes Ace Armstrong in the corner. Hudlin. And he traveled on the catch. Boy, he was wide open at the right corner, and he shuffled his feet on the catch. So that will give Litchfield the final crack at it here in the half. 8.2 seconds for the first half. A 35-27 Pena lead, and Nick Gert wants a timeout. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. So a chance for Litchfield here to get it inside of 8. 10 has been the biggest lead of the half for Pena. They've had it at 8 a number of times here in the first two quarters. In it goes to Victor McGill. Midcourt with 5 seconds. 3 seconds. Victor kicks it in the corner. Odell for three. Almost banked it in from the right corner. And that's the half. After two quarters of play, it is the second-seeded Pena Panthers, 35. The 10th-seeded Litchfield Purple Panthers, 27. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. On your Saturday, Pena leads by 8. Litchfield gets the basketball to start the second half. They will have McGill, Powell, Odell, Hyers, and Sadahoff on the floor. For Pena, Schoonover, Lynch, Hackler, Peebles, and Schmitz. It is Schoonover with the defense on Victor McGill. He bounces on the right wing looking for a screen. Bounce pass now top of the key to Hyers. On the left wing with Keenan Powell. Keenan will rise, left elbow, knock it down. Keenan Powell, he did not score in the first half, wastes little time here in the second half. Lead is down to 6 for Pena, 35-29. The full court pressure slows Pena's pursuit up the floor. They're into the front court now. Here's Schoonover, leaves it off for Schmitz, right back to Schoonover. Stands in the center court circle here at Litchfield. Peebles left alone for 3, missed it. Rebound down to Powell. Two Panthers fighting each other for it, and Lynch picks it up for Pena. He dumps it to Hackler, and he knocks down the 12-footer. 6 for Drew Hackler. Well, you hate that as a coach when you see two of your own kids fighting for the basketball, and it leads to a bucket. Here's McGill. Dumps it down to Sadahoff. Absorbs the contact, missed the bucket, and the rebound down to Max Lynch. Max pushing into the front court to Peebles. Devin attacks, layup missed it. Nice job by Hyers to come over and force the wild shot from Peebles. A.J. Odell leaves it for Victor McGill. Little no-look pass, deflected, but still somehow found its way to Sadahoff. Here's McGill. Little hesitation at the right elbow. Good job by Hackler to stay in front. He gave Victor too much space. He triggers 3, missed it badly, missed it so bad. It went off the rubber of the backboard out to Powell. Then he had his pocket picked by Schoonover. Here's Brendan. Back to Hackler, right back to Schoonover. Ball on the deck. Schoonover gets it back off the window. That's good. Wow. Brendan Schoonover with 8. He had 2 defenders on him. The ball was on the deck. He kind of just picked it up, faded off the right block, and hit it. High degree of difficulty there. Here's Powell. Leaves it for Hyers. Bryce will rise. Too strong from 15. And the rebound down to Max Lynch. 6 minutes for the third quarter. The lead is 10 for Pena. Matches their biggest of the night. Hackler down to Lynch. In the corner to Schoonover. On the left wing with Hackler. Back between the circles to Schmitz. Pena will set things up here. Peebles in the right wing in the corner to Lynch. Off it goes to Hackler, back to Lynch. Peebles right side of the key for 3, missed it. Rebound down to Victor McGill. Victor wants to push. In the front court, a pass to Powell. Keenan all the way to the rim, up and down for the easy deuce. 4 for Powell, the lead back to 8 for Pena. Keenan on the point of that full court press. Schmitz gets it across the timeline with the pass to Schoonover. In the right corner, Max Lynch open for 3. Air ball, but it goes right to Peebles in the left block. He attacks. Blocked by Odell. Missed it. Rebound to the deck. Hyers cannot save it from going out of bounds. Great effort. But he just ran out of real estate there on the end line. It'll stay with Pena. Nothing cheap and easy in this ball game. Hyers out. Tate Dobrynek on the floor for Litchfield. Max Lynch will throw in front court baseline for Pena. Looking. Gets it in to Schmitz. He wants the three. Right wing. Back rimmed it. And the rebound. Howell and Packler fighting. It's Hackler who pulls it down. His shot no good. And DeBrinnick clears it out for Litchfield. And a reach-in foul on Colin Schmitz. Boy, and he knew it as soon as he did it, too. As soon as he heard that whistle, he turned around with just a look of frustration on his face. 5:01 for quarter number three. An 8-point Pena lead. That was our margin at the half. McGill into the front court. Leaves it off for Powell. Keenan Powell into the hands of DeBrinnick now. Tate gets middle of the lane, kicks it. Odell, corner pocket three, left it short. Offensive rebound, McGill. Victor spins middle, left-hand finish won't go. And the rebound down to Max Lynch, and he's going to be fouled underneath by A.J. Odell. 4:41 for quarter number three. And it goes to Brendan Schoonover. He brings it up the near sideline across the floor to Schmitz. Into the front court comes Pena. Between the circles off to Max Lynch. Off to Schmitz. Finds Peebles. Middle of the lane. Devin rises and hits. Peebles in the double figures with 10. And that's the lead for Pena. 10, 41, 31. 4 minutes, 15 seconds for the third quarter. Here's McGill. Leaves it for DeBrinnick. On the left wing with Odell. A.J. Odell brings it to the head of the key. Back to McGill now. You wonder about Litchfield's legs. This is their second game this calendar year after that long COVID pause. McGill jump stop, and he's going to be called for traveling. The 12th turnover on Litchfield. As Clayton Bishop set the check in for the Purple Panthers, A.J. Odell will get a breather. Halfway through the third quarter, Payne has added 2 points to the lead. Peebles, a long pass front court to Schoonover. In the corner to Lynch, down to Hackler, and he's fouled. They're going to get Carson Sadohoff there for Carson. That'll be his first. 3:57 for the third. 41-31 Pena. Pool play action here on day one of the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Each team plays two pool play games, and then into the appropriate bracket they go. Here's Schoonover off to Lynch into the hands of Schmitz. Collin, underhand shovel back beyond the three-point line. To Lynch, high post to Hackler, off to Peebles. Thought about the step back three, touch pass in the middle to Hackler. On the left wing now with Schmitz. Dribble drive off the window, it's good for Colin Schmitz. He has 17 points. Biggest lead of the night for Pena at a dozen, 43-31. Here's Powell, stripped and fouled on the way up. They're gonna get Colin Schmitz on the personal. It'll send Keenan Powell to the free throw line, the 5'9 sophomore. Powell, 4 points all in the quarter. We'll get two tosses here. First one good. That makes it 43-32, Pena, 3:25 for the third quarter. Second toss for Powell is good. Keenan gets the pair. And it's back to a 10-point Pena lead. Now a near turnover as the pass went through the hands of Peebles, but he was able to track it down just before Keenan Powell got there. In the corner it goes with Schmitz. Top of the key with Peebles. In the left corner, Schoonover. Thought about the three. He's trapped there. Top of the key to Peebles. Nice head fake. Gets into the paint. Rises up and hits. Devin Peebles now with a dozen points. Boy, a beautiful fake off that three-point line there. Opened up the middle of the lane, and Devin attacked. 45-33 Pena. Inside of 3 minutes for the ball game. Or for the third quarter, excuse me. Here's McGill off to Bishop. Here's DeBrinnick left wing. Tate at the foul line, cut off. Leaves it back for McGill in the corner. Bishop open for three, too strong. And the rebound tipped around, corralled by Pena. And Schoonover, lead pass, Peebles right on the money. Blocked by Bishop, and it's pulled down by Litchfield. Peebles never saw him coming. Here's McGill, all the way to the rim, off the window. It's good for Victor McGill. 13 for McGill, and Nick Gerton wants a timeout. 2:25 for the third quarter. 45-35, Pena with the lead. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. Nice crowd on hand here today to the gymnasium, probably about three quarters full here at Simmons Gymnasium on the campus of Litchfield High School. You are listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational, day number one, second game of the day. CM upset Triad in the first game of the tournament. Litchfield trying to spring the upset on Pena. The Panthers of Pena right now up by 10 with the ball.
Here's Schmitz. Peebles, three, right wing, left it a little short, and the rebound down to Litchfield and Sadohoff. Outlet pass to McGill. Victor had trouble with it. Gets it across the floor. Dangerous into the hands of Dobrynek as Dobrynek and Powell were both in the area and going for the basketball. Litchfield can reset now. It was an 8-point Pana lead at the half. They got it out to as many as 12 here in the third quarter. That pass is tipped and stolen. Great hands by Schoonover. Perfect lead pass to Schmitz up and down for the easy deuce. 19 for Colin Schmitz, all set up by the defense of Brendan Schoonover. Here is Dobrynek. That pass is stolen as Hackler stepped right into the passing lane. Here's Peebles. Schmitz, three, blocked by Dobrynek. Down it goes to Bishop, a 12-point Pana lead. Clayton Bishop streaking down the middle of the floor, tried to pass it in the corner to Powell, and Schmitz there for the turnover as he was trailing and just stepped right into the lane. Then Peebles misses a layup at the front of the rim, where he did the hard part getting there, then just missed it. 70 seconds for the third quarter. A 12-point lead for Pana. Man, this Pana outfit is tough, man, because they are not playing anywhere close to their top game today, but they are just in control, very workmanlike. Down it goes to Sadohoff off the window. It's good for Carson. He's got seven. That's always a sign of a truly great team. How do you do when you got your not A game, and Pana might have closer to their C game here today? Schmitz, top of the key, 4-3. Missed it. Offensive rebound, Max Lynch. And he's going to be fouled by Tate Dobrynek. Nice little ball fake there by Lynch. Got Tate in the air. Yeah, winning's never easy, but it's a lot easier when a good team brings their A game. And Pana will need their A game as this tournament goes along. And they'll find it. There's really little doubt about that. Fourth game in 5 days for Pana here today as Max Lynch knocks down the free throw, and that would probably be the biggest factor to that. I mean, 4 games in 5 days, third straight day with the game for the Pana Panthers. They beat Carlisle last night, beat Nokomis the night before. Second free throw rattles off for Max Lynch. The lead is 10 in the corner to Fetter. Nate Fetter lost the handle on the bounce, gets it back. Dangerous pass stolen by Peebles. Devin Peebles behind the back to Schoonover off the window. It's good. Pretty basketball on the fast break. Peebles behind the back to Schoonover. 50-37. Pana with the lead. They were slow to get that one free throw up for the Panthers. So a 13-point lead, the biggest of the game. That pass is nearly thrown away. McGill picks it up on the sideline. He's got time with seven. Knifes through, got caught in the air to Fetter, and it's going to be off of Pana. McGill got caught in the air looking to pass that time and was fortunate. That ball was last touched by Pena. 3.4 seconds for the third quarter. Baseline out of bounds for the Panthers and Dobrynek. Tate looking. Gets it into Fetter. Around and out, no good. And that will be the quarter as the rebound is down to Hudlin. Three quarters in the books. Pena leading Litchfield 50-37. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. How about this week for Pana? They beat Macon Meridian for the second time this year in overtime on Tuesday, beat Nokomis on Thursday by 10, beat Carlisle last night 75-38. Now they're playing again today, leading Litchfield 50-37 as the Panthers miss to start the quarter. McGill races down the floor and draws the foul. But their fourth game in 5 days. And the style that Litchfield plays as well, that is not really the type of style you're looking for when you're playing your fourth game in 5 days. Just grinds on you. A foul on Schmitz, his third. The free throw for McGill is good. He's got 14. Max Lynch will return for Pena. He will replace Colin Schmitz. Ace Armstrong also on the floor for Pena. Second free throw for McGill, good. Victor has 15. Substitution for Litchfield. Gavin Timpson going to check in, replacing Bryce Hires. Pana up by 11. 13 is the biggest lead they've had in this ballgame. That's what they had at the end of the third quarter. Here's Brendan Schoonover on the right wing. Trapped, and he's going to be called for traveling. He had the ball knocked loose anyway. That'll be a travel on Pana. And I had that unofficially as Pana's first turnover of the second half. Armstrong out, Hudlin out.
Schmitz and Schoonover return. 7:35 for the ball game. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational here on WSMI. Now McGill called for traveling as his initial pass was cut off, and he has drugged that pivot foot. Turnover number 17 on Litchfield. Litchfield's next game here will come on Monday when they play Taylorville at 2:30. For Pena, they will be off until Tuesday. They will play Taylorville at 6 o'clock on Tuesday night. So Pena will enjoy the rest they'll get here over the next couple of days. Nice pass. That is Lynch finding Schoonover with a beautiful diagonal pass. A dozen points for Brendan Schoonover. 52-39 matches Pena's biggest lead of the night. 7 minutes for the ball game. Victor McGill out on the left wing. Leaves it for Odell, right back to McGill. High post feed to Dobrynek. His pass back to Victor tipped. McGill tracks it down in the corner right in front of the midcourt stripe. Victor McGill, top of the key, leaves it on the wing. Odell open for three. Missed it back rim. Offensive rebound, Tate Dobrynek. All the way to the rim, rejected in there by Hackler. To the floor, who wants it? Hackler's on the deck, and we're going to get a jump ball. As first to the floor was Drew Hackler, Nate Fetter followed for Litchfield, and the Purple Panthers will keep it on the arrow. There's no justice in that possession arrow, man. Every time it seems to me that the kid who works hardest to get the ball, his team does not get rewarded with the arrow. I'm ready to go back to the jump ball. I don't care how much time it adds to the game. Tired of the possession arrow. 6:39 for the ball game. Dobrynek, nice out of bounds. Set to Fetter, countered in the foul. That thing went around the world and eventually fell down for Fetter. Nate's first bucket gets the Pena lead to 11 with a free throw coming. 6:36 to play in the ball game. The foul on Schmitz, his fourth. Free throw short for Fetter, and the rebound down to Pena and Hackler. Here comes Schoonover quickly into the front court. No one cut him off, so he floats it up and in from the middle of the lane. Brendan Schoonover with 14. Well, he was looking. He wanted to kick that ball out on the wing, but no one stopped him, so he just kept on going. Now he tips that ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Litchfield. Schoonover and McGill, I think they got a little jawing going on right now as they've been shoulder to shoulder most of this game. Two hard-nosed kids right there. 6:18 to play, 54-41, Pena with the lead. Should be Litchfield ball. It'll be Carson Sadhoff to throw in at the end of the Litchfield bench. Carson across the floor to Keenan Powell. He will elevate and make the catch left wing. Keenan into the triple threat position. Ball fake, pivots and hits. Nice move, Keenan Powell. He's got eight. 54-43, the lead back to 11. Can Litchfield string some stops? Max Lynch dices him up, dumps it to Schoonover off the window. It's good. Man, that was real pretty from Max Lynch. He broke the press by himself and then dumped it off to Brendan for the layup. 56-43, Pena. McGill, quick trigger three, missed it, and the rebound down to Devin Peebles. He wants to push. Leaves it for Lynch, and Max traveled. He did. He caught that. His feet were kind of in an awkward position there, and before he could get himself situated, he traveled. A.J. Odell will return to the lineup for Litchfield. Victor McGill will get a breather. You wonder about the conditioning for Litchfield. Just their second game in the calendar year after a long COVID pause. For Pena, their fourth game in 5 days. Down to Sadohoff, missed it. Tip for Bishop, countered in the foul for Clayton Bishop. He just snuck in off that weak side. No Pena Panther saw him. Clock stops, 5:32 to play, 56-45 Pena. And Bishop at the free throw line, a chance to make it a 10-point ball game. Clayton, a 5'11 junior. The toss is good. 56-46, Pena leads with the ball in the backcourt facing full court pressure. Peebles handling right now. And his pass is tipped, stolen, picked off by Hires. Bryce on the deck, and he was in a little bit of a bad spot there, and he might be hurt. Nick Gernt gets the timeout. 5:20 to play in the ball game as Hires is to his feet, just kind of gimpy, working his way back to the Litchfield huddle. 56-46, Pena with the lead. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. Tim Mize back inside Simmons Gymnasium. A really nice crowd on hand here for the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Civic Memorial beat Triad in the
first game of the day, 55-50 in overtime. That's the 11 seed beating the 3 seed. Here with 5:20 to play in the ball game, it is 2nd seeded Pena 56, 10th seeded and host Litchfield 46. Pena has just not been able to pull away here this afternoon. They got up by as many as 13 in the quarter, but every time you think they're set to really stretch it out, Litchfield has a response. Boy, a bucket here to get it back to single digits. This place will come alive. Here's McGill. Bounce pass. Powell. Foul line. Air ball, but it goes right to Carson Sathoff in the right corner. He is trapped along the baseline, and it's out of bounds. It'll go over to Pena. So Sathoff did a nice job to get the rebound off the air ball, but then he went right into the right corner. That's where his momentum took him. It's the only place he had to go, and he was trapped like the proverbial rat over there. 56-46, Pena with the lead and the ball. 5 minutes to play ball game. Middle of the floor to Lynch, off to Schoonover. He's trapped on the sideline, and he's able to throw it off Tate DeBrennick. Well, that's a heady play from Schoonover, the 5'10 senior. Quickly get it in to Drew Hackler on the left wing, gets it back to Ace Armstrong. Here's Armstrong probing. Floats it up. Wild missed it. Offensive rebound. Peebles put back. Good, man. 14 for Devin Peebles. Long pass in the front court to Powell. Keenan, tough layup. Toss off touch, and it goes down for Keenan Powell. He's got 10. Back to a 10-point Pena lead. Pena, they'll take exchanging buckets right now. Litchfield needs stops. 4:18 for the ball game. Here's Max Lynch on the left wing. Leads it back for Hackler now. Right back to Lynch at the left elbow. Here's Peebles right wing. In the corner it goes to Armstrong. Back to Devin Peebles. No-look pass, and he turned it over. That was a tough, tough pass that time, and Max Lynch could not handle it cleanly. Don't know that he was really ready for that. I think he was anticipating Peebles getting that on the rim. Halfway through the money quarter, a 10-point lead for Pena. Does Litchfield have a spurt here? Here's McGill, leaves it back for DeBrennick. Victor, oh, he had that pass slip out of his hands right to Brendan Schoonover, and the layup is good for Schoonover. 18 for Brendan. The lead is a dozen for Pena. Here's Odell on the right wing. Gets it back to McGill. Victor McGill. High post to Powell. He'll rise from the foul line. Left it short. Rebound tipped around. Right to Powell. Stripped in there by Lynch. But we're going to get a jump ball. And the arrow will send it with Pena. 3.5 minutes to play. We'll have coverage from the Macoupin County Tournament beginning on Monday night at Gillespie. Two games each night, Monday through Friday next week. All of it live on WQSMI FM 106.1 from the 103rd annual Macoupin County Tournament. Here at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational, Pena the 2 seed leading Litchfield 60-48. Pena's already beat the tournament's top seed, Mattoon, earlier in the year. Peebles lines up a 3 and knocks it down off the right wing. 17 for Devin Peebles. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 3:15 to play. Pena leading Litchfield 63-48. We'll come back to Litchfield High School following these messages on WQSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this action here on your Saturday afternoon. Pena leading 63-48. Right before the break, I was saying Pena the 2 seed, but they've already beaten the top seed, Mattoon. They did that in the regular year. Out front with Clayton Bishop. Here's McGill. In the corner it goes to Powell. Right back to Victor. McGill left elbow spinning. Picks up the dribble. He needs some assistance now. He'll get it off to Keenan Powell left wing. Powell steps through two painted defenders. Floats it up from 14. Missed it. And the rebound down to Lynch. Oh, a perfect pass right on the money to Brendan Schoonover as Max Lynch looked like he was in football mode right there, as that was a beautiful length of the court pass, 65-48 Pena. Now they have opened it up and pulled away. 2.5 minutes in the ball game. DeBrennick attacking. Check that. Bishop missed it. And on the rebound, it'll be a tie-up as Tate DeBrennick and Hackler were both on the basketball there. Litchfield has it on the arrow. 2:25 left in the ballgame. Litchfield really battled and hung around for a majority of this ballgame. The final score will not be indicative of how close this game was. Pena playing for the fourth time in 5 days. Here's McGill, rises, and he was fouled by Schoonover. Schoonover got into the landing area of Victor that time. Third personal on Schoonover. Those two have been battling all game long. It'll send Victor McGill, the 5'9 sophomore, to the free throw line. Victor, 15 points in the ballgame. Free throw is good. Substitutions for the Purple Panthers. Nate Fetter in, Gavin Timpson in, Bryce Hires returning. And we saw Bryce limp off a few moments ago. Good to see him back on the floor. Second free throw for McGill. Good. He gets the pair. 17 for Victor McGill. And he will get a breather as A.J. Odell will check in. A 15-point Pena lead. Panthers will enjoy the off days coming up. They won't be in action again till Tuesday. Here's Schoonover. Spinning. Nice dish to Armstrong. Counted and the foul. Check that, Max Lynch. 5 for Max. Schoonover returned the favor after Max Lynch gave him a beautiful dime moments ago. Schoonover returns the favor right there. So McGill, Powell, Dobrynek, and Sadahoff all back on the floor. Bishop will stay. 2:07 left. Max Lynch has 5, looking for 6, and he got it. 6 for Max Lynch. The lead is 18 for Pena, the biggest of the ball game. 2 minutes to play. Here's McGill, top of the key with Bishop. On the left wing to Brennick. He'll fire for 3, air ball, and the rebound down to Peebles. Devin pushes off to Schmitz in stride. Colin lays it up and down for the easy deuce. 21 for Colin Schmitz. A 20-point lead for Pena. 100 seconds to play in the ball game. They are going to be a tough out, not only in this tournament, but when we get to postseason play. Litchfield turned it over, then they stole it away from Hackler, and then Powell bounces it off his knee and gives it right back to Pena. Winds up being the 20th turnover on Litchfield. 90 seconds to play, a 70-50 Pena lead. It's kind of a gutty win for Pena today. Wasn't pretty by their standards, but a win is a win, and it's going to wind up probably at the 20-point mark as Peebles down to Hackler, off to Lynch. He'll rise from 12, missed it. Rebound to Hackler, drew middle of the lane. All sorts of Panthers around him. We'll get a jump ball, and the arrow will keep it with Pena, 71 seconds to play. Father McGivney and top-seeded Mattoon coming up next here at Litchfield. The Hillsboro-Ramsey game was supposed to be tonight. It is going to be played now on Wednesday, as Ramsey was dealing with some COVID issues. On the left wing with Schoonover. Back between the circles with Schmitz. Final minute of the ball game. Pena is going to get their 17th win in a row. They lost their opener 10 days after their football season ended. They haven't been beat since. Here's Peebles. Thought about the three. Puts it on the deck in the corner. Trapped. Across the floor it goes to Schoonover. 40 seconds to play in the ball game. Can Pena work the rest of this game clock off? They got the ball handlers to do it. Out front with Schoonover. Brendan attacking now, pulls it back. No give up in Victor McGill as he goes for a headlong dive for the steal. Didn't get it. 25 seconds. Here's Peebles out near midcourt. Into the hands of Schmitz with 15. Off to Schoonover. Pena content with a 20-point lead just to run the clock out here. 10 seconds for the ball game, and Victor says, enough of that, I'm going to foul. Tired of playing defense. 10.3 for the ball game. The foul was given on Schoonover. Litchfield, though, not over the limit, just their fifth team foul. Nick Gernt tells the boys, back off, fellas. 70-50 will be the final. This game was a lot closer than the 20-point margin will indicate, as Pena, their fourth game in 5 days, beats Litchfield 70-50 as Peebles and McGill come together with a hug at midcourt as Pena wins it 70-50 over Litchfield here at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. We're back to wrap following these messages.